USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's highest court is taking up a legal challenge to the very foundation of Obamacare, the individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The Supreme Court upheld that provision back in 2012, ruling it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But now Texas and 17 other red states have brought a new lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act, and a decision from the high court on this will likely come after Election Day in November. Former president and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, has died today at 84. In an interview just a couple of years ago, he said he saw himself like this.
Well, an Irish kid from Salem who ends up with the greatest job in the world, and I was trying to make $10,000 to live on. I mean, I had a great run.
USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The market's still struggling, though, to rebound from last week's steep losses over the coronavirus outbreak. Market's getting a bit of a boost after the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell signaled the central bank's willingness to cut interest rates if needed to support the U.S. economy. We told you earlier that Pete Buttigieg and Tom Steyer have dropped out of the Democratic race for the presidential nomination. Well, Democratic presidential hopefuls Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren say they're vowing to stay in at least until after tomorrow's Super Tuesday balloting. The Minnesota Senator Klobuchar is visiting Utah today.
I want to go everywhere, and that's actually part of how I've always run my campaigns, and it's how I will govern.
Business Insider reports that online retail giant Amazon's already laid off thousands of drivers in the past few months, and that it's planning to lay off 3,200 more by the end of April. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An incident involving one of the Democratic candidates over the weekend draws a tweet from President Trump. Here's the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter going after former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He tweets, "The black community brilliantly turned their backs on Mini Mike because they know he is a pandering phony who never did right by them." This tweet in reference to an incident in Selma, Alabama, where a group of black men and women face the back of the room as candidate Bloomberg speaks at Brown Chapel during the Selma to Montgomery March event on Sunday.
Something that's been part of Tulane University's campus for decades has been put in storage. They took away the Tulane University Victory Bell after the New Orleans University learned of its connection to slavery. The bell has been used for years to celebrate the school's basketball victories, but now the school has learned that it was used on a slave plantation to direct the movements of enslaved Africans. So again, it's been picked up off the campus and put away. Long-running daytime TV show Judge Judy will be adjourning court for good after 25 seasons. In an interview that will air today on Ellen, Judy Shilin says the 2020-2021 season will be her last. She's moving on to a new show titled Judy Justice. No details on that released just yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.